Hi guys.
Hi.
It's Oinda.
After how many? No, please tell them.
After you missed me.
Oinda, do you know when last we recorded an episode together? Let me check.
Has it not been more than? Is it not more than a month? Is it not 3 months?
That's last 1 month too.
Are you serious?
I imagine. It's the last episode went up on the 26th of December. The last episode with both of us in it. November.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
About a month and... Yeah. Well, a month and like a week or two.
A month and like 2 weeks, actually, if you dip it.
Yeah,
because
that's 26. That's 5 days. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anywho, and bearing in mind, we didn't like put the episode up the day
we recorded. Yeah, we recorded. Oh, that's true.
It's been 6 weeks, guys, since Oinda was here.
Missed you guys. Missed this. Mama,
I actually missed recording, Sean, like the normal episodes. Like, the,
yeah, I did.
I definitely did. Anywho, okay. What are
we? Say it's better. Jimmy says it's banter with them.
Man. Oh, sorry. Hi, guys.
It's banter.
My name is Emma. It's banter with them, I know.
It's Oinda.
It's Mena.
I'm ready to say what you're listening to. Anyway.
Kind of get the energy. So,
how can I summarize how it has been since
I've been here? You know what? Instead of, we can just say, how was your year? How was your 2023? Tell us.
Okay. Let's do that.
Give us a recap of month by month, if you can remember.
Ah.
Already, we're here for you.
I cannot do that. I cannot.
No problem.
Oh, wait. The beginning of 2023 was...
January exams.
Yeah. That's what I was doing. Asking me. Oh, I was in the trenches during that period. That was a very sad time in my life. And that's me too. Oh, thank God that I've been rescued. From the clutches of subjects called anatomy. I have nothing to do that department anymore. But yeah, the beginning of the year was not great too. It was a really miserable time. But then after that, January to July, it was fine. I feel like the second half of the year was definitely better for me, to be honest. I feel the start of the year was really awful. So to be honest, it only went up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like I was a bit more organized and got myself together. Especially this semester, to be honest. I was a bit more organized and more focused. I moved as well. So there was that. It was stressful. But I'm very happy to be free of my old house from the landlord that used to chase and stop my life and make me miserable. I thank God that that woman that also scammed me, by the way. She didn't give me my full deposit. She thinks that she came up with to not give me my deposit. I was just like, what are you talking about? I don't even know half of what you're saying. When did this happen? Anyway, it's fine. She dropped my deposits. It's okay. We move. Yeah. That was it. I also started my YouTube channel. Also in the second half of the year. Can you see why I'm saying that my second half of the year was much better than the first? I've been thinking about it for a really long time. I finally started. So, yes. Basically. First half was okay. I'm not gonna call it trash, but it was not ideal. But the second half was much better. I'm on to better things at the beginning of this new year. Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to talk about your year now?
Okay. So I started the year in my country, Nigeria. I started the year in Nigeria, with my family. So that was great. And then I came back here. I was sick, by the way. Fun fact: this year. It's gonna take a lot of getting used to that.
To be fair,
but in 2023, I was sick twice, or I don't know if I call it three times at this point. But like when the day I left Nigeria, I had malaria, so that was never funny. Like I was sick, and normally if I had malaria, I would absolutely not do anything whatsoever. But I was traveling. It's not my fault that the day I booked my tickets was the day that. I fell sick. So, yes, I came back to Hungary. February, I traveled. I went to Croatia and I went to Ljubljana. Sorry, what was the country? Slovenia. Yeah, Croatia and Slovenia. And then, in that night, I did our shoot.
Yeah.
for the podcast, which is like one of like the high points of 2023 for me. Like I cannot that, no, that was like a high point for me in 2023. And then in-person school started. Oh, let me add that. Online school started in February. In-person school started in March. I was doesn't that period, you guys. I said it on this podcast that it was not funny. It was not funny. Like, I literally was like, I was out of school for like 3 months. So come back to school in March. I was just like, what is this? Like, you know. Anyways,
yeah.
April, my birthday. Literally, that's like one of the best birthdays I've had like in recent times. Yeah, actually, April, my birthday. And then May, exams came along. I think last semester's exam, not last semester now, was... Yeah, actually, technically, we're still in second semester, right?
Yeah.
Last semester's exam was like the... I've never had such a chill. I don't even know if I should call it chill, honestly. Is it chill? I can classify it as chill. But I mean, there were exams that were cancelled. There were exams that the teacher did not send the link. A lot happened, but when I say chill, I mean like I didn't struggle. Like it was just a breeze. Like even the ones that I retook, I didn't feel like I retook based on ITK. Did you get it?
Yeah,
that semester was nice. Then summer was okay, I guess. I don't know, man. It was just there.
Yeah,
and then I traveled to the UK. Second year started, my dearest. And as you know, somebody reminded me last week that on the first day of second year, they carried us to the mountain.
Oh yes, you complained. Did you complain about it?
But I forgot that.
Yeah.
Can you bring me? This is my first day of school. I think I should take me to the mountain. Anyways.
They said in case
of what?
Unless they want to let you know, they set the tone for the semester.
I beg. This year, like, I proper started my course. Like, I started, you get what I mean, Sha? Like, I got into what the course is about. And, yeah, it's been good. Exam period came around. When I tell you that my eyes have seen a lot, you guys, I'm not joking. Like, I feel like my worst point, actually, no, that's another point, but just when that exam period came around, I'll get into that later on. We're still in exam period. I have one exam left. Christmas Day was so much fun for me, you guys. It was so much fun. I cooked a lot on Christmas Day.
Three course meal.
You guys, there was a dessert.
Better do cook.
Main course, everything. It's even because of laziness that I didn't even do. I wanted to make a drink, like a cocktail, but I was like,
oh yeah.
I beg people drink water and juice. Like I was not even there for all of that. But yeah, Christmas was nice. And then the year ended with a very chaotic trip. You guys, you know that? The day before New Year, so we realized that we didn't have a location for crossover service in my city. And then my friend was like, we go to Budapest. I told you this thing. I think I have. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we spoke. Yeah, we spoke after. So my friend was like, I'm telling the listeners now because I don't know. So she was like, let's go to Budapest. And I'm like, if you go to Budapest now and crossover service ends by after 12, the next train does not leave till like 6. So what are we going to be doing for, how many hours is that? 5 hours? Let's just say 5 hours, give or take. I'm like, no, I think we should go to Debrecen instead because like, I just feel like it would be better to go to Debrecen. It just made more sense. So we took a 6-hour journey on Sunday, the 31st of December. To get 6-hour journey, you guys, a lot of running, a lot happened on that journey. But yeah, we took a trip to Debrecen. I literally went for crossover service and came back. Like it was like back to back. And for the whole of New Year Day, I was just lazy. I could not do anything because
I never know how you made such a chaotic trip,
bro. Maybe because it was just not me. Do you get it? Was where
maybe
we're like four. No, we're four, so maybe that's why. But I was just you guys, and I tell you that I can't even explain to you how like I was still energetic because that trip drained the living daylights out of me. But I was happy that I crossed over in church. So yes, that's how my year. So largely, for like the better part of my year, I think 2023 was a good year for me. in general, yeah. But anyway, we're getting to all of that as the episode progresses.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So what were your high points and your low points of the year?
I mean, a definite low was, honestly, this is a cliche, but all the exam periods, please.
Yeah.
They were very low, please. Especially the beginning of the year. And as I mean, too, as I mentioned previously, was not fun. It really was not fun. It was very stressful because I had to take it a second time. It was really very much everybody was going to third chance. Actually, everybody was passing on first chance. It's like, please now, what's going on?
Yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, that was definitely a very stressful time. Did I call it a lot moving out? It was another very stressful time for me. I really didn't like that. It was very annoying. And even that September beginning of school wasn't great. There were some issues moving all that jazz. So yeah, those were definitely low points. A high point, I mean, obviously, our photo shoot. That was so fun. That was so fun. That was a very fun time. Okay, I guess I can say Christmas. Was my birthday a high point? Sort of, maybe. It was nice. I guess. Yeah, it was a good time. Christmas was nice. Customer service was also another high. I guess that's it. Oh, yeah, starting my channel was definitely a high point because I'd been talking about it for so long, but I actually finally did it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, those were highs. Those were highs.
Okay, for me, my lows, some of my lows. First of all, the malaria that I had when I came from Nigeria, it's metamorphosed into a cold. So yeah, I had a serious cold for like a few weeks in February. That was February. When school started in March, I struggled with like understanding that school had started though. Yeah. So that was a struggle for me. I was sick again in July. No, actually, it wasn't July. August to September. Imagine being 1 month. I couldn't breathe through my nose.
Yeah, that was very dramatic.
It was horrible. Like, it was so bad. It was so, so bad. And then, and that low point would be exam period. Like, this semester, you guys, I'm just going to tell you what happened exactly. You know when you plan your life like in a certain, is maybe being a bit extra, but like when you plan something in your head and think that okay, this is how things will go, but then things don't end up going that way, it can be very, very sad. And like with this exam, I've passed the exam now obviously, but I wrote it a lot of times, you guys. Like I was tired physically, that's in. Because I was like, okay, because it's not even the thing of, okay, you didn't study. That's not it.
Mm.
And the mistakes I was going making in the exam, it's like, like, I know this. Like, do you understand? So why am I not going there to go and write? As in, I don't know what it was, but, you know, finally, I've passed the course and I'm done for life.
Thank God. Course.
Like, as in, anatomy is behind me forever. Like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to smell it. Thank you so much. So, yes. I think that's all the low points. Yeah. High points. The photo shoot, obviously. Yeah, that was that was such a high point for me. I don't know. I just really, really loved everything about that shoot. And then my business. I run a business, a food business. You guys, if I tell you 2023... you guys, as in, there was a point where I was not taking orders. Like, you know when the work is too much that you're even now saying that, oh no, I don't want again. That's literally, I got to that point this year, 2023. I got to that point. And then another thing was, I'll say like, even though okay, I just complained about the whole anatomy thing, I'll just say like, generally, like my academics, you guys, if you know where I'm coming from, you're gonna know that. everything is great now. Like, as in, when I look at my scores and everything, I'm like, ah, is this you? I was going to tell you someone that I don't even care. Like, you know how people check, like, okay, I'm doing this course. What does this course block? What does it, I don't know. Can't relate. I have no clue. Like, I've not had those struggles of, okay, do you get, if I fail this course, because what's going to happen next? Do you understand?
Yeah.
I've not had any of those struggles. I will not have any of those struggles because, bro, that's in the past. Thank you so much. Another high point. I started a Nollywood blog. I don't know if I should call it a Nollywood blog. I don't think I've fully decided what I want to do with that yet.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was telling my friend about it. And then he just said I should just start. Because I was like, okay, I want to start in 2024. And I just started and start in 2024. He said, post that, na. And I was like, what am I going to post? And then it just got me thinking, like, what am I even? Because if I sit and I say, okay, I want to think of this is what I'm going to do. Like, what if I just don't end up doing it? Like, let me use this podcast as an example. Like, in the course of starting this podcast, we've had two names. We've had two recording styles. First, it was, like, just normal, like, top. And then we also know, okay, it was pop culture we're supposed to do. Like, imagine if we didn't start in 20... When did we start? 2022, ma? Yeah, it was 2022.
Yes, 2022.
Imagine if we didn't start in...
So this year is 4 years. Sorry, 2 years.
Yeah.
Don't play with us. We're veterans.
In this game, in this business.
Anyways, yeah. So, like, imagine if we didn't start in 2022 when we started. Like, it would take away, like, time out of... Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Oinda?
Yeah.
It would take time, the time that we would have started. And then what if...
Yeah.
And what if... We wouldn't have known what to do if we hadn't started. For example, if we're thinking, oh, what should we do? What should we do? If we hadn't started the podcast now, right? And we don't even know we did it, we wouldn't have known, okay, this is what we want to do. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, like, I just feel like, as I just said, I should just start. So, I can't lie, like, initially, I plan to upload on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But then, I follow another Nollywood blog that posts every day. She can even post twice a day. And I'm like, first of all, this person has more followers than you. Let's be from there. And they literally, I'm literally from Sunday. So I put up two posts so far. I put up one on Sunday. I put up one yesterday and I'm putting up another one tomorrow, Friday. So the next one is supposed to go up on Sunday. So from Sunday, I don't know how I'm going to do it, you guys. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want to put up a post every single day from that Sunday for the next 1 month. I don't know how. I don't know if I've even watched that many movies. Like, I have to sit down and start recollecting, like, because I watch so many movies. Like, sometimes, I'm not even actually watching these movies. I can just be fast-forwarding because I'm like, I've been waiting for this. Now, I had to, like, the one I reviewed on Sunday, I've watched that movie, I'm not joking, before Saturday, because I prepared to post on Saturday.
Yeah.
Before Saturday, like, on Saturday was the day I, like, made my drafts. Before Saturday, I had watched that movie, like, 3 times at most. But, like, on Saturday, when I was trying to write the review, I didn't know what to write, like, so I had to go back and watch it again. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, like, literally, as I'm watching any movie now, I need pen and paper by my side to be writing down, you know, a lot of things. So, yes, it is called The Nollywood Enthusiast. I don't know what I'm going to do with that, like, fully. Like, I just feel like there's a lot I can do with it. I don't know. If I don't even know, like, tomorrow I might wake up and tell you that I'm not reviewing movies again. Tomorrow I can tell you that I want to do, like, visual content. Tomorrow I can tell you that I want to do audio. I don't know, but I've just started this and I'm not going to carry on. And if I want to change tomorrow, I will change tomorrow. But yeah, that's something that I'm so proud of myself for starting.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's gonna, you know. Yeah, so you guys, please follow me on The Nollywood Enthusiast if you're not already following me. Yes, thank you. And please interact with my posts. If you don't just like, drop a comment and actually watch my recommendations. Like, actually watch them, please. I'm begging. But yes, I think that's it. Oh yeah, I also I was on a podcast. That was like a high point for me this year. Okay. I was on a podcast, the Jaffa podcast. I almost forgot the name. The Jaffa podcast. That was a high point for me as well. I really enjoyed doing that. I actually enjoy podcasting. You guys, I'm not joking. Like, obviously, I won't be doing this for this if I didn't. But I really like podcasts. Like, yeah. And, oh, one last thing about high points this year. I joined a podcast masterclass, if that's the, or a workshop, one of the, I don't know what to call it at this point, but yes, in December. It was by Fikemi Adoreju. She has her own podcast as well. And it was so good. Like, I learned a lot. I'm not going to lie. I'm doing a terrible job at keeping up, like, with the people in the community and stuff. Because I really don't know how to... Yeah, like, I'm not really a... Yeah, like, I don't know how to share. I'm, that's just the truth. I don't know how to keep in touch. I don't know how to... See, I can, but, like, I can't really explain this thing to you. These are people that I don't know. So, yeah. Like, I don't know how to maintain that. Or we're, like... Because we have, like, a similar... Of interest. Is that a word? I mean, all of us are podcasters, or some of them are going to be podcasters. So, I don't know how to, like... keep in touch, if that makes sense, really, because I really don't know these people. Do you understand?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
I'm gonna try and work on that as well. So yes, yeah, okay, I'm done rambling. Yeah, so the next thing would be how was the year
for us as a podcast,
Banter with Emmanuel? Like, how was 2023 for Banter with Emmanuel?
What would you say? Are we going to bring it up again? The podcast was nice. I mean, also, we went through, like, a brand, what do you call it? Rebranding. Yes, that's the word. That is the word. Yes, so, yeah, there's a lot of change. I mean, wait, I'm confused. No, but we figured out, we went through the change before 2023. When we said that we weren't going to, or was it 2023? Yeah, that we decided we weren't going to.
It was. You know, season one ended last year, and not last year, so season one ended in 2022. I think like November or December.
Oh, and then we started again. Yeah. So, I mean, so much change rebranding. We figured out what type of content we wanted to make, first of all, the style, and then we did change the name, then we did our photo shoot, and we changed our picture. So, yeah, there was definitely a lot of change. I mean, we technically did. Well, we haven't finished season three yet, but technically we did two seasons in 1 year.
Technically. I mean, and that's gonna be the template moving forward.
Yeah.
Season 1 year.
I guess the only low point is when we have started having some audio issues.
Yeah.
That was not fun.
I was so frustrated. I can't lie. Another high points would be like 2023 was a good year for the podcast. Like, the growth, you guys would not believe.
Yeah, when we looked at the statistics, I was just like, wow. That was definitely really nice.
That was 2023 was a good year for the podcast. And you guys, I know that. Anyway, no, we'll get into this later. Don't worry, I'm not jump the gun. But yeah, for the podcast, I think it was a great year.
Yeah, like, it was a great year.
Numbers, listeners, everything. It was good.
Mm.
And that low point for me would be like for the podcast. I feel like, I don't know if I call it a low point, but thinking about episode titles, my God.
Oh yeah. And I'll just ditch myself. I'm definitely not the best at that. Just say
bro.
Oh, you guys are very good at that. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. That is not my strong suit. So yes, I will gladly admit that. I'm not being the most help with that. I don't even know men. I'll not say like a generator. How do you even find a podcast title generator? Somebody should make something.
Should make that. I'm not joking. Like, if
please,
you
know, please,
please, we won't mind. I was gonna say something. Okay, what was your because we have already spoken about season two, obviously.
Yeah.
So like end of season three, sort of, even though you might get like another episode for this season. But yeah, what was your favorite episode to record this season?
Do you know what? So, Nick, do you remember the one? I think you're better with names than I am, but the one where we recorded where I can't remember, I think I had a headache or we both weren't feeling well. There was that one episode where I first was just like, oh my god. Although people were complaining a lot, but that one, I remember that one very vividly because I had a really massive headache. And somehow it ended up being one of the funniest ones. I remember laughing so much in that episode.
I have a feeling it was not Naira. I don't know, I have a feeling is that one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And there was the one with the sound issues at the end. That one was very...
That one, you guys have still not gotten that one.
Yeah, because...
You get it, don't worry. I'm guessing now that you get that episode. That episode was... Like
that was like such a highlight. It was so good.
I had so much fun recording that.
I heard I think I was the one that was editing. Yeah, but when I heard the first sound, I said, "No, God, don't do this to me, please." And I kept listening, and I kept hearing the audio issues, and I genuinely wanted to cry. I was just like, "Mena, this sound."
No, like as when Oinda commented that. Episode is, I was just like, come on, like,
please, now you have to be joking. Oh, like, no, no, it was no, actually heartbreak as I was listening, and I was just like, can we put some? The greatness of that episode has shared with the world.
That the audio is not good, so don't even expect,
But that episode, I'm sorry, I feel the greatness you can suffer through the sound. No, but to my mom, I can't be extra anything. I'm not even joking. No, that was such a high. That was like one. Those two. I think it was the headache one. I can't remember the headache one. I think it was not Naira.
I really, because I feel like, because I remember recording Not Naira, I was still not on my bed.
Yeah, me too.
Normally, like, if you're recording, I would have been in the living room, but I was just there how I, on you guys, I was not in the mood. Do you understand? So, like, I really feel like it was, Not Naira. I really feel. I know when I enjoyed recording was the last two episodes. Intentional EE. Intentional. So basically, the word is actually intentionality. So I was saying, I was like, intentional EE. Jigge. Intentional EE.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was so much fun to record. I recorded with my friends. It was so
good. That was fun.
And that's like the best performing episode this season. So
really,
yeah, that was even the most random, like spontaneous episode that I recorded because it wasn't even planned. Like I was like, okay, yeah, let's just record that. And so that was a nice one to record as well for me this season. Ah, okay. What's next on the talking points?
Yeah, plans for 2024 or.
Okay.
So I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Where's my... Okay, I already stole my phone. No. Let me go through my New Year resolutions. Yeah, your girl wrote it down. She's not pen and paper because I'm very serious this year. No joking. How many did I write? It's like 15. Okay, so for 2024... One of the things I want to do is consistently upload for YouTube because I took a long break, very unannounced, by the way. Like, I was just like, but I didn't mention that I was having an exam. So I hope the people that were watching understand that happened. I wanted to put a community post that was taking a break, but then I never planned for it to be that long because it wasn't a planned break. It was something happened with my setup. So I kept saying, I'll record next week. Oh, it's just next week. And then here we are.
Yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, I've started plotting the videos. Like, we're very serious this year. Then I'll start saving this year because it's not everything that they give you money and you just spend everything. No, I have to save. I've already started, actually. I'm very proud of myself. I've locked it so I cannot touch it. Then late 2023, I really like, is it discovered my love, discovered my passion? I sound like a clown and I said this. I start enjoying cooking. So, yeah, I've been in my cooking era, and I want to continue that this year. So, basically, less ordering food, cooking and baking. I'll to bake more. So, yeah. Then, obviously, Bible. I'll just go to the Bible in the year again because I feel like I did not finish it last year. We go again this year. We go again this year. What else is something? I mean, I want to do research. I was supposed to do that last year, but it didn't pan out. So I want to really be more aggressive. Like, I used to join a research project because that would be really good. I guess I'll spend less time on social media. I mean, apart from podcasts, I like for podcasters and I think that's the most of it. I think we just like setting up systems to help me, you know, remember, putting things in place, less procrastinating for sure, because that's one of my worst habits. So actively doing things, like if I remember to do something, I do it immediately rather than putting it off, because when I put it off, I then I forget, and then I start to feel bad because I forgot, and then it's just like a whole cycle. So just try to, like, when I remember to do something, I do it immediately so that there's no thing. Yeah, that's most of it in general. Yeah, what are your plans?
For me, this is so funny. I actually want to lose weight. I've been a certain weight. I don't know. Is it, or should I say my weight?
No, they don't need to know that.
I shouldn't. Okay, sorry. I've been a certain weight for the past.
For their business.
Close to 3 years, or I had been a certain I had been a certain weight for since 2020. So from 2020 to 2023, I was a certain weight. However, comma, I don't know what happened, you guys. I jumped on a scale last year, like towards the end of last year, and I couldn't be, like, I was shocked. I'm not joking. Like, obviously, like, I knew I was eating, but you know when, like, you know when, like, you think that you cannot add weight. And bearing in mind, yeah, that weight that I was, right?
Yeah.
According to BMI, which is heavily inaccurate, but let's just use that.
That's not able, yeah.
According to, I was actually overweight. So to see that I've added weight to that weight, so you can tell that that's one of my plans. I don't know how I'm going to go about it. I'm not going to lie. I was actually going to text my sister because I feel like I have, like, this sort of information. But I need to go below that weight that I was, like, as in, seriously go below it. Like, you guys, seriously go below it. Another thing I also want to be cautious about is my sugar. I checked my blood sugar in November, I believe. I think it was November. Checked my blood sugar in November and it was actually normal. I don't know why I thought it was going to be high. You guys, I can't tell you, but
I don't really think I want to check. So I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that.
I'm screaming. I checked. So one thing I want to do is make sure that it stays normal. Like, it should just be the ticket. I don't want it to. So yeah, so losing weight. Losing weight. My sugar and then my Bible reading. You guys, so my problem is, I mean, I'm looking for a plan that doesn't start with Genesis. That's where I'm currently at now. I know it's the fourth day of the year, but I started a plan on the first. And then the thing is, do you know how many times I started a plan in that? If I tell you how many times I've started a plan, you won't believe it.
No, I was just saying, you know, my pastor actually said that we should not start from there. Because I read it every time. It's not like, obviously, you can get something new from the Bible every time. I'm not saying that. But they should stay, because it's not there that I stop. So I always get past Genesis, those first five. So I always just like, I've read this before. Obviously, you know, you're supposed to find something deeper every time. But you get what I mean. It's kind of, so my pastor actually said, and that's what I'm going to do. He said, start with the very short ones. So like them Titus, them Justin, that's what I'm doing. All the very, very short ones that you can finish in one day. Like, that's awesome. It's not like one chapter. I think I'm actually going to just start from there. And maybe the New Testament, I think. And then, like, we don't say we have to do it in order, to be honest. So I think that's what I'm doing, Sharp. I'm starting with the very short books. And then we'll move from there. Because, once you reach them, Numbers, and the family.
Let me even tell you.
Do you know the words that gets me? Continue.
Okay, so in like July, I said, okay, let me do New Testament. My dear, I started with Matthew, and I was like, what is this? Please, like. So like, literally, what I want to do is like, I know I've started, and I'm gonna end that plan. I'm sorry, but like, I'm gonna end the plan, and like, maybe like write a list of all the books first of all. I know how I'm going to share it. Like, it doesn't have to. Why do I have to start? My sister from Genesis. I know what happened to Adam and Eve. I know Abraham. I know Noah. I know it's okay. God.
Do you know what actually gets me? It's when they start describing the specs for the temple, and they put a gold basin, and the gold basin was filled of something. That's why I'm just like, I cannot move past. I genuinely skimmed those parts. I'm so sorry. And the basin was put on the lampstand, and the lampstand is made of 3 ounces of gold and with 3 sapphires. And they keep repeating it over and over and over again.
Bro,
I get there's some reason. I don't know why. But when I'm reading, even all the Noah begat this person, that one is not able to. But you see,
bro,
that part?
I was going to say that.
Noah begat
this man too that had different children. I'm trying to remember now. There was a list. I'm not
sure that's her, but at least I'm not just talking about and also
know.
And also the description of all the sacrifices on the burnt offering. In the burnt offering, there are 3 goats, 2 rams, 2 something, 2 something. And then for the peace offering, there's ram, goat, sheep, and they just get it on the other. And I'm just like, I guess this is history and all, but like, what am I supposed to get from this? I'm sure there's some depth to it, but genuinely, I'm just like,
honestly,
that's why I start to lose me, shout. So, I mean, I'm going to start from the testament and go backward.
It has lost my this day four, so yeah. So the goal, even like, I don't want to use a set plan, like, on new version. I can't just come up with my own plan, you get by myself, so that's like,
yeah,
I can't like because each time I start with Genesis and then. Anyways, yeah. Also, my prayer life it has significantly improved over the past the past year. It has improved. It's not where I'm Bisha, so that's something I am actively working on. This year, I feel like I'm missing something else. Oh, my business. So I'm trying to like document what I eat. I don't know how like. Maybe not what I eat, but just meals. So, like, you know how, like, people need, like, maybe meal suggestions or meal ideas. What do you want to have for breakfast, you know? Yeah. I want my page, my business page to be a page, like, okay, I want to have meal ideas. That's just a summary. Like, I have, like, breakfast recipes, you know, stuff. So, easy things, nothing difficult, nothing outrageous, you know, stuff like that. I don't know, but every day, jollof rice. Sometimes, switch it up. It's not every day. So, yes. I don't know how to go about it yet, but it's something I'm going to do. Also, the Nollywood enthusiast. I love Nollywood, obviously. I don't know the direction that's going to take, but I have started, and I'm just praying that God will lead me and just, you know, let me know what he needs me to do. I believe that is it.
I just had to say something like, I guess in general, just be organized and like writing stuff down. Because like I've actually made a meal plan for January. I'm so proud. I will make plans to bake. I was like, period. Look at you. Look at this woman. Like, anyway, yeah. I'm very proud of myself.
That's lovely. So
it's just they will continue every month. Amen. They continue. It's not just die here.
I'm also trying to be a better person, a better friend. I feel like 2023, this is going to be so funny, but I didn't have any issues with anyone. Oh no, I did. I mean, like on my part, like from me, like the way I just treat people in general, I should just improve on that. I improved definitely in 2023.
Yeah.
I was a better friend and a better human being, and that's just like what I want. I just want to be a better child, and you know, to my parents, and you know, stuff like that. Yeah, just to be a better person, honestly. So yeah,
for the podcast? What are the goals?
I mean, really no, but actually, I don't even know how we'll figure it out, but I want us to have better audio.
Better audio.
Like, checking the setup again, I tried to figure out, like, what
I actually happened. Contacted someone. I'm gonna speak about it off the pod.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, I think the idea of having, like, guests is something we should continue. I like the idea of that.
And like guests with like both of us on.
Yes, yes, guests with both of us.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
And like I want us to be on other people's podcasts as well. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like reaching out and do stuff. Like, that'd be really fun.
That's like something we have to do this year. Like, absolutely. We have to do that. Yeah. Yes, we have to talk about that. I think another thing would be consistent. See, I'm not gonna lie, this season wasn't the best. Like,
yeah,
me and Enda were speaking on the phone like I think 2 weeks ago. We're talking about how we're going to meet up with our target. I made sure that we're for
good.
It's just like,
it wasn't.
We need to figure out like a good schedule, obviously.
Yeah, that actually really does work for us. Yes, I know that leaves us tired, because also, even I've also vibe wise, like some episodes, I'm just like, I don't want to be.
Yeah,
like, finally, especially when we're not so tired that day, and so we can't really give our best in the episodes, because I'm sure it translates.
Even if it means switching up our recording day, I don't mind.
Yeah, I think we should honestly ask, like, the school schedule and actually pick.
Yes, when
you have the least stuff to do, and then pick that. And maybe even if it's recording earlier or something, I don't know, but we'll discuss that up to us. But basically, I tell you guys that we want to do that too. And hold us.
I think, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, someone asked my friend's sister in front of me, like, I mean, I have a podcast. I was like, yes, and I was talking about her, like, so I'm not carrying this on my head enough, because how can you not know that I have a podcast? I'm sorry. I feel like I don't allow people to breathe. Like, if you're following me, you know that I'm literally trying to always post my podcast. So, like, I feel like we need to do a better job. And I'm actually calling you out.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we need to do a better job at, like, you know, I don't know if the word is promoting, but, like, just putting it out there more. Do you understand? Like, let people that carry it on your head. Like, let people know that I'm the one. Do you understand? So, yeah, that's really something that I think we should look into. For, you know, this year. Anything else?
Mm-mm. I think that's it.
Okay.
For now.
So as a creative, what would you like? What kind of, like, obviously, I'm not myself, obviously. You guys, we are creatives. And, like, I personally feel like we both love creating content. It doesn't have to be, like, now we're doing this podcast. Inda has her YouTube. I'm doing, like, my own little thing. So, like, what are your plans for, like, your YouTube and, like, just creating in general?
Yeah, for me, is this even something I need to, this is a video I'm going to put on my YouTube. Mm-hmm. But So there's this type of content that I see people do. I've always thought that I could not do it. But people do, like, reading vlogs. And so, basically, like, over a week or so, they basically just discuss what they read. And there'll be, like, different sections. I want to see how to try and make that type of content. I want to see how that would work. Mm-hmm. And that's something I want to look forward to. That I'm going to try and practice, play with. Again, I really need to figure out, like, a schedule that really works for me and see how that moves forward. I don't think I can increase the number of times I was doing before, but we'll see. But definitely, I want to make more short form content, and I want to also have a TikTok. Yes, so more short form content, because, you know, with short form content, you can put it everywhere. If I have Instagram, it will be Reels. If it's YouTube short, if it's TikTok, then TikTok. Do you get that type of thing where you can? So, yeah, that's definitely something that I want to look into as well. What else concerning my channel? I also, as a person going forward, like, I want to be a bit more detailed when I'm giving reviews. As, like, to really, and also, this is something that I'm obviously working towards, but, like, to be able to be like, oh, I feel like this book might be for a certain person. To be able to be that, is it knowledgeable? Or I don't know, but people understand taste to the point where I can be like, I think this book might work for a certain person and this might not work for a certain person, to be that detailed in my reviews basically, and to really be able to break down. So yes, that's something that I really want to, like, I'm going to, obviously I've already been watching videos, but like just stuff like that, I really want to focus on being very detailed reviews. I also want to be able to watch my review and be able to be like, when they listen to all that I've said, be like, okay, this is something that's for me, and be also be able to be like, oh, I won't like this book, jiggets, something like that. So that's something I really want to work towards. And now that my setup, shout outs to you, Mena, now that my setup is complete. Yeah, so those are just a couple of channel goals, and I've been writing down more ideas. I've started, yeah, just get ready. I also follow my channel, by the way, but yes, get ready.
We're ready.
2024 is, yeah, it was definitely what's taking it to another level. So yeah,
all right,
a couple of plans for me.
Okay, for me, obviously I mentioned the whole food, I don't know what to call it, should I call it food documenting, Abby? I don't know, man, but yeah, that's
okay. Let me actually ask a question, not like a CCME or not necessarily that, not necessarily giving the recipe, but just giving ideas. I think I see.
So like, what can I have for breakfast? Maybe like breakfast, I don't know what to call it, like I'm actually have to think, maybe like breakfast suggestions or whatever, I don't know, stuff like that. But yes, or maybe lunch, dinner, whatever, stuff like that. Sure.
It's very random. Sorry to say random segue. I'm so sorry. But Shai, nobody tells you that as a creative. One of the hardest things is coming up with a name.
My sister.
That's genuinely
my sister.
For my YouTube, it took, I promise you guys, like 3 months to come up with a name that I thought was decent. I hated everything. I was like, no, rubbish. I don't like this.
You know, that's why, like, when this name just dropped in my spirit. The first thing I did was create an Instagram page.
Literally, like, you would not take it away from me.
Sharp, sharp, because I was like, see, I don't have time for all of this, man. So, yes, that was the first thing I did. Anyways, yeah, so that's something I want to do. I also want to document, but the thing is, I don't... It's my documenting is personal. Like, as in, it's not for everyone. It's for people that I actually know. So that documenting is... I'm not going to lie, I'm going to put effort into making the good content. But it goes on my private Instagram, thank you very much. But yes, that's what I want to do. And also the Nollywood Enthusiast, again. If you have my phone number and you're listening to this podcast and you have suggestions for me, please enter my DM. Or if you have any of my social media, enter my... I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to any suggestions. So let me know. Yeah, suggestions that you guys might have, or you know, I think that's it. I think, that's it.
Yeah,
so when are we coming back for season 4? When does season 3 end?
Yeah, season 4, that's crazy. Anyway,
I'm telling you, hey, what I said about veterans,
literally. I think we discussed February.
Okay, so yeah. February.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, let's not drop a date here, but February.
Yes, that's what I should say. February.
Yeah, February. We'll definitely be back in February. Okay. So, and they're gonna, so you guys should expect the episode that me and Inda raved about.
Yes.
That's gonna, even though the audio is not great, we've literally said that the audio is
No complaint.
You guys are gonna get that.
So, you expect one of me and a guest. And that'll be...
I think that should be it, right?
Yeah, that should be it. We'll have come to,
Okay, yeah, so that's it for the podcast. Okay, you guys, enough about us. 2023 was an amazing year. Lots of things happened. From Fuka Akindele running for governorship.
Like, so much happened where I completely forgot about that. So I listened to your voice. I was like, it's true.
To say, who could slap me, a police officer?
They gave the man not
sending. A lot happened. So having a lot of news sources on the internet. A lot happened. What was like the, I think the high, I don't know if it's going to be high points, but like
the most,
the funniest thing. I don't know.
No, the most talked about thing of 2023 was definitely the elections.
Yeah.
Ah, you guys.
In an election year, you can't.
You guys. Hey. Emotions were invested.
I mean, I think it's the first time, like, the people supporting, am I exaggerating? Yeah. Like, actually gave themselves a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, obedience. Like, that's not,
and you know, like,
anything that really happens.
I'll be honest. I was listening to someone's podcast this morning. The person spoke about how they thought he was going to get like 500k votes from Nigeria, and I was like, "That's so funny," because it's never been seen before that a third. Who are you? Do you get like?
Yeah, exactly.
To come and get 5 million votes, and I just feel like that's even. I don't know if I should call it motivation enough, but like that's as in something is happening. Do you understand? Something is happening, and I'm here for it. Like, I actually absolutely love it. Like, you know, yeah, that was like the most, you know. Also, Funke, I can lay around for the
game. No, we had a lot of celebrities in the running. A couple.
There was Hilda something. I forgot her name. Actress Hilda Shah. She also
I don't to stay the pot, but, you know, some people were upset.
My hand is not inside.
There were a lot of emotions. Okay, that's diplomatic. A lot of emotions.
Be moving on. The next thing that happened in the, can I just add that I loved how, do you know, Funke Akindele dropped a movie in 2022, Basin on Booker Street.
Yeah.
What's Basin on Booker Street? Yes, it was. Anyway, had this her last movie before she goes into politics. I'm like, babes, girl, this is your game.
As it happened,
I was like, girl.
Man proposes, but God disposes.
Like, the election was Saturday night. I'm sure by midnight, time had seen. They said deleting anything that's with election.
Did you get it?
Deleting. Now my goat is back. Her movie is almost 1 billion naira. Are we joking over here?
Yeah. I don't think her movies... Is there any of her movies that have grossed below that, actually?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know... Okay, so there was a list that was dropped on Twitter. I don't know who posted it. But anyway, I think it's working. Anyway, let me not find it. I can't lie. If I say I'm looking for it, I don't know where I want to see it. But yes, the highest grossing movie as of now, of 2023. Bearing in mind, this movie came out in December. Mid-December, if I might add. The highest grossing movie of 2023 was A Tribe Called Judah. After spending cinema. That's, and it was higher than Basin on Booker Street last year, which was, I think, about 600 and something million naira. And
it's about to gross that much. That's crazy.
And then this is, but bearing in mind, it's not even up to 1 month in the cinema. Let me just add. And it's close to 1 billion. I don't know what your goat is, but that's mine.
Yeah.
Moving on. Yes, so shout out to her for governor. Moving on. I borrowed somebody £20,000.
Talking stage
for my aunt. My goat came back. Really. After the tragic events. Yeah. With Abasi, you know, she broke a record. The man that brought her to Canada. He later won the election, guys. Updates.
Oh yeah.
He won.
Where's Canada?
Just mention
nobody. Any updates on Canada.
Canada. You guys, for context, listen to the episode. The title of the episode is Canada Straight. This season. For context, I will never say much, yeah. There's not bested more news sources on the internet, but all in all, we move, you know.
Yeah. Helping them in 2024.
Also, we are not, Nigeria is not safe because every product is fake.
Yeah. Tell us what Amoy. Bro, that thing was Amoy. Actually so mad. Please.
Bro, it's not funny, but it's funny.
Like, that's like honestly peak Nigeria. Like, we just have to laugh because if you don't laugh, like, what are you actually going to do? So,
I'm going to cry if I don't laugh. Anyways, so before we actually end this episode, I have like, it's like two sets of questions to ask you. It's nothing serious. Don't worry. Can you like? So they're like, what are the top? What do you think the top five ice cream flavors of all time are?
Top five ice cream.
Just call. If you call anyone, I'll tell you the number it is.
Okay, it's very random. I'm obviously very bi- okay, let me not look at my own personal bias and the ones that I think I like. Okay, vanilla has to be there, Sha.
Yeah, number one.
Of course. What's a really popular flavor? No, that's not, I don't think that's very well like.
Say what you want to say, don't worry, just say it.
I don't know, maybe something like cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream is number three.
Really? Mad.
Yes. You know, funny thing is, if you had asked me this question, I'm not, cookies and cream would never in this life cross my mind.
I don't, I just feel like I've seen, I don't know, it feels like a popular flavor.
The ones that don't mention
Rocky Road. I don't know. Is that no?
No. Like when they're like basic, as in the basic
strawberry.
Yeah, it's number four.
Okay.
There's another one. Feel it.
Chocolate.
Yes. Okay. Number five is chocolate chip.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have ever guessed because what the hell?
No, do you know, because I thought, okay, see, that the chocolate one is my own bias because I don't really don't like chocolate. I don't know why.
I can't like.
Well, like, I don't get why it should be popular, but I guess they don't think like me.
Fair. And I mentioned chocolate are based on these people's, you know,
quite attitude. No, but generally, I hate it so much. I'm just like, why should it be?
Yes. Like, it's actually not nice. What the hell? It's bitter. Like, come on.
Thank you. That's why I say everything can become bad. I'm not crazy. It's not sweet. Thank you.
Chelsea.
I feel validated.
I can't like, to be honest, actually I'm a bias towards like chocolate. I don't like, I like chocolate, but like I don't like chocolate byproducts.
Yeah, even chocolate cake is very, very specific. Everybody says it's not sweet. It's not sweet. To me, it's bitter. I'm so sorry. Most of the chocolate cake I have is, unless the one that I know the recipe for, that was the exception. Because I think that one uses quite a lot of sugar. Because I know the recipe uses sugar, but most of it, I feel like, it's very bitter. So
they just add too much
cocoa powder. Like it's just overpowering, and
yeah,
it's not good. Strawberry is okay, I guess, as a flavor.
Yeah, I mean, but I can't like. I think strawberry in Nigeria was better than strawberry here. Sha. I can't like. Strawberry here is very. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
it's very.
Shout out to the ones that I think should be. That's my favorite.
Caramel
salted
is not
caramel and cheesecake.
On top 10,
thank
sir.
You.
Cheesecake is not here at all.
I know now, cause I don't know why, but salted caramel is, that's everything. I would literally anything that's salted caramel. For the fact that I see salted caramel, automatically I'm going to buy it. Literally. Yes. And cheesecake is amazing. Tiramisu, I said tiramisu flavored cake. There should be.
Yeah, there is. I had tiramisu flavored cake for my birthday dinner, I remember.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Never got ice cream. That's yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Look for the questions I wanted to ask you, I can't find them. Ah.
Oh yeah, shout out to the favorite. But as well, some of your favorite
text. I'm just gonna go in. So the thing is, I asked the last guest we had on this podcast, I asked him like the same set of questions I wanted to ask you, but I just can't find them anymore. So I'm just gonna try and remember the questions. So I think one was which Nigerian artist is sang the song African Queen?
As to his
which Nigerian artist has the song has the album Vibes by Teslim? I don't know if that's what the album is called, honestly. What's
Vibes by Teslim?
Vibes by
Teslim. I don't know that one.
You would you have guessed anyway?
I don't think so. Like, no. You better tell the
remember. That's why I told you, because I know that there's no way, like, under no circumstance, would you have even gotten the answer. So, anywho. The next question is, which Nigerian artist, what's the stage name of the Nigerian artist Damini Ogulu?
Oh, Bonaboy.
Okay. Which Nigerian artist has the album Simi Sola?
That's Simi now.
Which Nigerian artist is known as Mama Africa?
Yemi Alade.
Okay,
yeah,
but you know, you're doing so good. And I actually have to listen to that episode because to see the, how woefully he
really, I mean, like this is common knowledge now. Oh,
woefully, wow. Some of them. I was like, okay, so, which Nigerian artist is known as Oluwatosin Ajibade? What was his stage name? Oluwatosin,
that's not Timasa.
It's a guy.
It's a guy. Oh,
Yeah.
That tells you I don't know. Tosi. Wait, Tosi. Ladipo.
No. No.
Would you best in that?
No. No.
I'm actually going to give you. Okay. Let me give you a clue. Leg over. My baby, give me leg over.
Mr. Izzy.
Yes.
Really? That's his name?
That's his name. I don't know why I felt like everyone else would know.
That's so crazy. I didn't know Tosi. I don't know why Tosi is killing me. I don't know why that's funny, but okay. Yeah.
I wish I could find these questions, but I really can't. But yeah, that's all I can remember for now. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
The questions. And it is a wrap for us. For both of us together for this year. So
yeah.
We're only two episodes. You're gonna get those two episodes very soon. So yeah. Yep. Thank you guys for listening and everything. We will be back in February.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. All right. See you guys. Like, you know, subscribe, all of that.
Subscribe. Thank you very much.
You know.
Thank you for listening so far. Shout out to you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.